Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Stephanie Marchetti joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, listen up. Pay attention, all my fellow veterans out there, because we got you covered this morning if you're a veteran. I think this is awesome. So it's the Montechuset Veterans Outreach Center. And tell everyone what you guys are doing for the holidays.
Sure. So we have partnered with another area nonprofit called GAMMA, which is a social services agency. And together we are giving out 40 free Christmas trees to veterans.
And how can they get these trees if they want them?
Sure. So GAMMA runs a working farm as one of their supportive housing programs, and they have a tree farm on site. The tree farm is at 827 Green Street in Gardner, and myself and Jim Hunt from GAMMA will be there this Friday, Black Friday, from 1 to 2 to start handing out trees. You just have to come with proof of your veteran status, like a military ID card, VA ID, anything like that, and we'll give you your tree then. But if you can't make it this Friday, you can just email me, and I'll get you a voucher so you can pick it up whenever you have time.
Wow.
Stephanie, what made you personally want to start working with the Veterans Outreach Center?
I mean, the Veterans Outreach Center is just an awesome, awesome place. We house 50 homeless veterans at any given time, so it's just good work. It feels nice to do.
What other sort of things do you do at the Outreach Center if there are veterans listening who might want to enjoy some of the services you provide?
Sure. So we have a 12-bed transitional shelter. We have two group homes. We also have 20 apartments, and we're building 44 more.
Wow.
But if you don't need housing, we also do benefits advising. We have a food and clothing pantry, medical transportation, and then we do fun stuff, too. So if you just want to, like, learn how to play the guitar or learn how to fly ties because you like fishing, you can come in and just take free classes with fellow vets and hang out, too.
That's so cool.
And you're located in Gardner, correct?
Yes. So we are located right on Central Street in Gardner. What I usually tell our vets, because none of them will actually ask for anything, is come in and get a cup of coffee. I'll find things that you need when you're here.
Yeah, veterans can be a little bit stubborn in asking for help, right?
Absolutely. And especially, like, we have 40 trees. Please come take one. Don't think that you're saving them for somebody else. Come get a free Christmas tree. You've certainly earned it.
Yeah, these are for you, friends. For you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Absolutely. Everything else is so expensive. Give yourself a break and come get a tree.
I love it.
Okay, so again, this is happening Friday, November 28th. You can come down. There are 40 trees, so first come, first serve at 1 p.m. Bring, you know, some. You probably have like a DD-214, or I carry around a thing in my wallet that shows my veteran status, or just drop down and give us 20.
We'll figure it out.
We'll put you to work, whatever it is.
There's something about a real Christmas tree, too. Like the smell, it just hits different.
Absolutely.
Than all these Walmart trees now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we have all sizes. So if you want like a 3-foot tree or a 5-foot tree, we've got them all. And then the other thing that I will note is if you're not a veteran, you should probably just buy a tree from Gamma's Tree Farm anyway, because the entire farm is rescue animals and a portion of all of the sales help the animals on the farm too.
Well, that's
all
a
right.
Great
you
reason.
Had me at animals. Off we go.
I know. There's a lot of goodness wrapped up there.
In their ad, Kennedy, it says the only place in Gardner where buying a tree saves a goat.
Let's go. I never get a tree, but I get one this year.
She's doing good all over the place.
That's great. All right. If you want any information on this, when it's happening or where it's happening, drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. We'll send you a link back for that. Stephanie, you and everybody over at Montechusett's Veterans Outreach Center are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all you do.
All right. Thanks. Take it easy. Have a good
holiday,
Stephanie.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Of course, Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England.
New England.
Yes, let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Let's see, my computer is not...
Maria.
It's not Putin.
Yeah, there we go. Kennedy, say hey to Maria from Salem, New Hampshire.
Good morning.
Maria, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Maria's a teacher. You have school today?
I do.
What movie are we watching?
I know, right? So much attention to be paid.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
We're not allowed to show movies.
Oh, wow.
I thought this was America. Land of the free.
Apparently not, Dan. Will you kick Kennedy out of the
not
studio, please, Maria?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. Obviously, that is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Maria, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Let's do it. Question number one, tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade will include some new additions like balloons of Super Mario, Shrek's Onion Carriage, and Buzz Lightyear. What is Buzz Lightyear's famous catchphrase?
Oh God, something like up and away or...
Yes, up and away.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
It's actually not it at all, but okay. Question number two.
I can't remember.
That's okay.
My kids are
no
in
worries.
Their 30s.
Guy Fieri ripped his quad muscle in half and has to use a wheelchair for 8 weeks. Where is Guy Fieri, the self-proclaimed mayor of?
New Bedford?
Great answer.
These are my favorite answers. I love you.
Question number three. Wicked for Good is number one at the box office. Who was the original Elphaba on Broadway?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. Noah Kahan just did a benefit show in Boston at the MGM Music Hall. One of his special guests was a former member of One Direction known for his song Slow Hands. Who is he?
Oh, God. One Direction. I know who it is. My kids 2 or 3 years ago loved him, and I can't think of his name.
All right, question number five. Which city is Steve Martin trying to get back to in the Thanksgiving classic Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
St. Louis.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
New Bedford.
Please.
Kennedy!
That was really bad.
No, it's all for fun.
It is all for fun.
I can't say she's coming in.
That's all right. You got it wrong.
I know who it was.
No, you didn't.
No? All right.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
That was a lot of fun.
What happened?
A lot of wrong answers, though.
But Maria, we love Maria.
Maria got zero out of five. Yes, that is what we call a Mac.
A Thanksgiving Mac.
All right. Yep. Kennedy, these are real easy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will include some new additions like balloons of Super Mario, Shrek's Onion Carriage, and Buzz Lightyear. What is Buzz Lightyear's famous catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
Up, up, and away, I believe. Oh, is yeah. That Superman. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm showing my age.
Guy Fieri ripped his quad muscle in half and now has to use a wheelchair for 8 weeks. Where is Guy Fieri, the self-proclaimed mayor of?
Flavortown.
Not nearly as good as her answer of New Bedford.
She said New Bedford. Question number three. Wicked for Good is number one at the box office. Who is the original Elphaba on Broadway?
Idina Menzel.
3-0.
Oh.
Noah Kahan just did a benefit show in Boston at the MGM Music Hall. One of his special guests was a former member of One Direction, known for his song Slow Hands. Who is he?
Niall Horan?
Horan.
4-0. Question number five. Which city is Steve Martin trying to get back to in the Thanksgiving classic Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Chicago.
That scene.
Oh. You'll never make the six.
The scene where he was at the counter trying to get the rental car.
My blinking car.
I'll take a Subaru, a Datsun. Now. Can't say everything that he's saying in that scene. 5-0 is the final score. That was close.
Now, be kind.
We did have fun,
Maria. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Maria from Salem, New Hampshire, and I could not be Kennedy today.
Today. That's right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
8 days been prepping for this week. Turkeys, potatoes, dozen apples peeled. Cousin Sherry says now she's vegan. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? Aunt Judy is bringing her feral cat. Somebody tell me how I agreed to that. There isn't enough wine in all the land. And no one's lending a hand. No one's lending a hand. I'm not making gluten-free things. No,
let them know,
there
Kennedy.
Will be sugar in everything. I'm done with all your dumb requests. Bring your own tofu. Eat your pumpkin pie, my family.
Had to pull that one out of the vault this morning, Kennedy.
Nice.
We have Chef Jason Santos joining us in studio this morning. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning.
Good to have you in.
Nice to be here.
If you've not been to one of Chef's restaurants, we're talking buttermilk and bourbon. We're talking citrus and salt. We're talking, what's the chicken place? I always forget the name.
Butterbird.
I love Butterbird. I stop over there every once in a while and I just text a picture from eating it in my
car.
Yep, I do. And then you may know I'm obviously from Hell's Kitchen or from Bar Rescue. And so we wanted to have you in this morning for a couple of reasons. We're going to play Confessor and Jest in just a minute with Kennedy. You've brought a bunch of disgusting foods. And if you have a question for Chef, with it being Thanksgiving, you can text us 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. What did you think of the big announcement that we now have Michelin stars
in
Boston?
It's amazing for the city. I mean, we've been wanting it to come here for so long. It just puts the Boston on a certain level. And I think it's great for everybody. And I think you're going to start to see restaurants change the way they do things in order to go after that Michelin star.
What do you think about only one restaurant getting one star?
I mean, I think historically Michelin comes in a little conservative and kind of surveys the scene, but I really think there's a lot more restaurants that are worthy of one Michelin star. I mean, one Michelin star is just an excellent restaurant, and there's a lot of excellent restaurants here in Boston. So I think next year we'll see a surge.
What's the one restaurant that stands out in Boston that you thought should have been a Michelin?
I was thinking like maybe even two stars,
seriously,
yeah,
it's so good.
I mean, it's insane, but we'll see. And you don't know. Michelin inspectors have their own inspectors, unlike James Beard, or they tap into the local scene a little bit, but Michelin have their own inspectors. So really what they're looking for, you can only speculate.
What's the craziest thing they do when they're doing those sorts of things? Like, what are the stories you've heard about trying to get a Michelin star?
Yeah, well, Gordon Ramsay has had three Michelin at Petrus forever, and he said that servers would wear double-sided tape walking through the dining room to pick up the lint because the inspectors would just check everything down to the toilet paper.
Wow.
That sounds awful. Like, being a server there sounds so stressful.
I mean, just, I can't even imagine operating at that level, three Michelin stars. No. When you say you dedicate your life, I mean, I feel like I dedicate my life to restaurants. There's no comparison when you do a three Michelin star. You are talking utter perfection.
Have you ever thought about trying to go for a Michelin star in that kind of restaurant?
I mean, no. It's just not something like, you know, when I was younger, I think so. I went on, you know, James Beard and all this stuff. But now I want to have good restaurants with good people in it and employ good people and have a good life. You know, I mean, to each his own. But for me, I just... three Michelin is above my pay grade.
You want to be able to see your child at the end of the day?
Yeah, I just don't want to walk around with tweezers and bifocals and microscopes and, you know, put the Chervil at 12 o'clock. It's just not my level of attention to detail. Just on another level.
What's the biggest mistake people always make for Thanksgiving dinner?
Honestly, I say this all the time. It's just seasoning, you know? It's just like, I think of a French fry without salt on it. Like, it's not right, but with salt, it's spectacular. And I think just seasoning the turkey, cooking it properly, letting it rest. I mean, there's so many little nuances when it comes to Thanksgiving to just make your food go from good to great.
Okay, I have a question because I saw it on a BuzzFeed quiz this morning and I got it wrong and it really bothered me.
Yes.
It said that you're not supposed to rinse your turkey off? Excuse me?
I think the theory behind that is when you're rinsing your turkey, it splashes and you're, in theory, splashing salmonella all over your kitchen. So that's why you don't rinse it.
Because I learned something new today.
Yeah, so I like to let my turkey sit in the fridge overnight and dry out. It gives a better skin. So I'll pat it dry carefully, not to, you know, turn my kitchen to a petri dish. But I let it dry overnight and then just roast it properly. But let the turkey rest. That is so important.
When you say let it rest,
don't
outside of the fridge
turkey.
Or in
no,
the fridge?
No, like when you cook the turkey, pull it out, cover it, and let it rest. Like general theories, you want to let it a protein rest about a third of the cooking time. So if it takes, you know, 3 hours, you let it rest an hour. But
you let your steak rest, you should
course,
let your turkey rest.
Absolutely. It's just that's the juicy. You cut a turkey right out of the oven, which a lot of people do, and it's just a bloodbath all over your kitchen. It leaks everywhere, and that's all the juice. So let your turkey rest.
I just learned something new today.
Super important.
In your professional opinion, what is the best Thanksgiving side?
I love homemade stuffing. I could eat it all day, every day. Mm. It's very important. I always make homemade
stuffing. You can have all four food groups in there.
You certainly can. Mm-hmm. You can.
From the 508, what's the best way to reheat a fully cooked turkey? Ooh. Thank you, chef.
You know, like hotel pan or baking pan, a little bit of kitchen chicken stock or turkey stock or a touch of gravy, just vented and 325 and just cook it low. You don't want to dry it out, not high heat.
Mm-hmm. And are you the person that cooks in your family for Thanksgiving?
Always. Always, every holiday, every meal, every everything.
That's what you get for going on Hell's Kitchen.
That's it, you know?
Now you have to cook forever.
I dug my hole.
And you like it there.
Okay, so let's talk about confess or ingest. How this is going to work is we have come up with a handful of questions, Kennedy.
Yeah.
And you have a choice. You can confess and answer the question, or you can ingest the food that Chef Jason Santos has brought to you. And I will tell you this, Dan, and I did this while you were gone. He manages to find the most disgusting food you've ever had in your life. And I know you...
I'm really less worried about the food and more worried about what you're going to ask me, if I'm being honest.
Well, the fact that Dan announced his phone number over the air should put it all into perspective.
Which it does, which is why I'm sweating.
That was probably the dumbest thing I've done on the radio in 13 years.
I mean,
when's the last time you got a text because of that? Have you had one recently?
The last time
we
re-ran
ago.
It.
Oh, you re-ran it?
Yeah.
In the best of?
Well, that's on you, buddy.
Good content is good content.
All right, confess or ingest with Kennedy and Chef Jason Santos next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
41. Confess or ingest? You have Jason Santos from Buttermilk and Bourbon, from Citrus and Salt, from Hell's Kitchen, from Bar Rescue, from Boston.
From the Asian grocery store.
From the Asian grocery store. Back joining us again, which is, it's really become a Thanksgiving tradition, whether we're cooking for you or you're torturing us. We love having you in this time of year.
I love being here. This is exciting.
So we have a bunch of questions, Kennedy, we're going to ask of you.
Yeah.
You can choose to answer the question, and that's fine, and we move on. Mm-hmm. Or you can choose not to answer the question, and that's when you have to ingest whatever it is.
Do I know the food ahead of time?
That's yes. Up to he'll explain it before every round.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
It's half the fun.
Yeah.
Confess or ingest? First question, Kennedy. You want to tell her what it is she's going to have to ingest?
We'll start with the simplest one. This is fermented jellyfish. Okay. So beautiful poached, a little fish sauce, delicious.
What is our boss Sal's cell phone number?
I'll eat it. Fermented jellyfish, you say?
What's
fermented
it look jellyfish? Like, Kennedy?
It looks like a Jell-O mold, but it sort of looks like a like one of those ribbons you wear.
It's like a
Oh, do you have an extra one? I'm so sorry, I spilled it.
Now
I'm
you smell
idiot.
Like fermented jellyfish.
I know. I was like, if I spill on something,
is it
I have
still
to be
alive?
And I have to be in an airplane.
How did it get away from you?
I was trying to show it on the camera.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, here we go.
Oh, bottoms up.
Mm. Chewy.
It's chewy. It's like little clear rubber bands.
Yep. Salty and chewy.
Oh, right to the water.
All right.
That's not bad, right? That's not bad.
It's okay.
That was a softball, Kennedy.
I know.
You ready?
What is the next ingredient?
Next is going to be canned vegetarian duck.
What? Just seems like
exactly.
An oxymoron, but...
Exactly.
That's not a thing.
Canned vegetarian duck.
All right.
Confess or ingest? Your second question, Kennedy. Which of your exes that we have talked about on the show was absolutely the worst in the sack? Confess or ingest?
It's awful quiet in here.
I'll ingest.
What I am I eating sure again? You would answer that one.
Fake duck?
Canned vegetarian duck.
I'd eat that if I was really hungry.
You would?
I mean, I felt very hungry.
Okay. All right.
Like starving in the desert.
No fear this one over here, Dan, with answering questions. That's why we love her. All right, third one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Confessor and jest. What is it that she's going to eat this time?
So this is going to be a roasted grasshopper.
Okay. What's the worst local morning radio show in Boston, and you can't say us?
I'll eat. I want to take a picture of this before I eat it.
I got a plenty.
Do you have a? Do you have plenty?
Yeah.
Plenty. Okay, don't worry about it.
Plenty.
Canned grasshopper.
This one should be easy.
Oh, it's crunchy. Oh,
did you hear the crunch?
I heard a squirt.
Oh.
I don't like this one much.
How many do you have left?
I have two left.
Two left. Okay. And I have two questions left, Kennedy.
And one of them is something you would never even try.
The next one. We'll do the next one.
Well, not this one, but the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the fourth one then. What is it, Confessor and Jess?
This is very interesting. This is called salted mudfish. Never heard of it. It's in brine. I looked it up. It's like an anchovy, but they actually live in the mud.
Confessor and Jess Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Rate these Carson and Kennedy show hosts from best to worst. Salt, Annie, or Dan?
Okay, we're eating.
You gotta answer something.
Oh, I really don't.
I thought that would be the one.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
Why would I ever say that?
We know
that?
Annie's your favorite. And Salt's not here. So I figured it would have gone Annie, Dan, Salt.
No, I would never.
Oh,
I love
man.
You all equally.
I misjudged that one completely, Dan. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Dan, is there a question you want to ask that you think she'll answer? Do you have the list in front of you?
Do you think she'll answer?
I don't know. She hasn't answered anything. I thought a couple of those she would answer.
Well, apparently, we've got to give her something to make her answer. What's the last ingredient?
So this is called balut. It's a Southeast Asian delicacy. Funny. It's a duck egg that's been fertilized.
Oh, gosh. I've
half
seen
egg,
those in pictures.
Half duck. There's a little feather in there. There's a little yolk.
Okay.
My wife loves them. My daughter ate a bite the other day, which I'm not happy with. She's now up for sale if anybody wants it. But this is the one food I just cannot bring myself to try.
How are you
because
feeling?
It's part bird.
Because it's foul.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling so far, Kennedy?
All right.
Confess or ingest? What is your annual salary?
Just boring. I don't want to eat that, though.
By the way, we are recording all of this on video. We will post it a little bit later on today.
Because if I say mine, I say yours, buddy. Just remember that.
I've always been curious.
I'm literally, look at my hands. My hands are shaking. My hands
Can I
are
see
shaking.
It? Oh. Oh, good luck with that.
How does it smell? Can you describe the smell, Kennedy?
It really doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't smell that bad.
Can I smell it before you eat it?
I have a whole one still in the shell. Caller number 5 can take it home.
Oh, you're being dramatic.
Smell that. Dan, smell that.
I'm not playing the game.
Just smell it. Just smell it and tell me if I'm being dramatic.
Oh, no.
You're being dramatic.
Oh, no, that's bad.
That's bad, Kennedy.
Do you not have
You have no
nasal
sense
passages? Of... Oh, no, you got to get the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, I'm getting
full
there.
Full bite, full bite.
I'm getting there.
All those feathers and beaks.
Well, I'm not going to say it, so I have to eat it. I mean, I'm not embarrassed by it. I work real hard for it.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes, the answer is yes. I ate the yolk.
You did good, Kennedy. You did good. Great job. Great job, Kennedy.
Oh,
nice
God.
Work.
Oh, I'm afraid of very little, but wow.
Can't believe you ate all 5 of them. You are a rock star.
That is incredible.
To be honest with you, I thought you were going to eat none of them.
You are my hero.
Except for maybe one of them.
Hurting people's feelings would make me feel bad.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I would hurt people's feelings over eating whatever that duck
said in 10 seconds.
Yes.
How was balut for your first time?
I mean, it was literally like putting a bird in your mouth and feeling the wing underneath your tongue.
From the 857, Kennedy. Quack.
Ah, got him.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Karen from Plymouth.
Good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also say good morning to Chef Jason Santos.
Good morning, morning. Chef Santos. I'm still gagging.
Sorry.
Did she say she's still gagging?
Yeah.
Still gagging. That was so horrible.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. And also very funny.
Yeah, we enjoyed it in studio.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you do win yourself $1,000. She's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Karen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Taylor Swift teamed up with the Chainsmokers to release an EDM remix of The Fate of Ophelia. Can you name the Chainsmokers' biggest song ever? It features the singer Halsey.
Oh. Not coming to me.
All right. Question number two. According to experts, turkey is obviously the most popular dish to serve on Thanksgiving. Which two sides are almost always ranked second and third most popular?
Mashed potatoes and stuffing.
The singer of this song turns 44 today. Take a listen and then name her.
Absolute banger.
Yes. Name that artist.
Sarah Bennington?
Question number four. Another Yellowstone spinoff called Why Marshals is debuting soon. Yellowstone National Park is found primarily in which state?
South Dakota.
And question number five. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, of course, a holiday classic. What is used to create the voices for the murmuring adults in all of the Peanuts TV specials? It's an actual instrument. Yep. Name that instrument.
Trombone.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Karen, being in Plymouth, I know you said you're going to be cooking for some family tomorrow. I feel like if you're cooking Thanksgiving dinner in Plymouth, you got to bring your A game.
I mean, you have to wear your hat and come off the boat with the food in your hands.
Right.
Does everyone have a buckle hat down there?
Welcome, man. Probably take a walk thereafter.
Karen got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Taylor Swift is teamed up with the Chainsmokers to release an EDM remix of The Fate of Ophelia. Can you name the Chainsmokers' biggest song that features Halsey on vocals?
Closer.
Closer's it. 1-0. According to experts, turkey is obviously the most popular dish to serve on Thanksgiving. Which two sides are almost always ranked second and third?
Mashed potatoes and gravy?
Mashed potatoes and stuffing. Tied at 1. Question number 3. This singer, 44 today, take a listen to this song and then name her.
No one else can speak the words on your list. Treat yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The list is still unwritten.
Name the artist.
Natasha Bedingfield.
It is Natasha Bedingfield, 2-1. Another Yellowstone spinoff called Why Marshals is debuting soon. Yellowstone National Park is found primarily in which state?
Wyoming.
That is right. 3-1. Question number 5. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is a holiday classic. Can you tell us what is used to create the voices for the murmuring adults in all of the Peanuts TV specials? It's an instrument.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
A trumpet?
A trombone.
Mm, there
a
it is.
A trombone.
Great. That question's fun just because everyone immediately goes, womp, womp.
Womp, 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 womp. All right, well, 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Karen, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we hope you have a great Thanksgiving with the family, okay?
We do.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right,
you too.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Karen from Plymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Been grocery shopping for 3 whole months now, so everyone can eat just like a cow. It's my whole family. I underestimated greatly how much work it takes to cook this bread. And why did I decide to hand make bread? My pie crusts are crumbling. Don't understand deglazing. I'm up at dawn, the turkey's on. I'd rather run a triathlon. Huh. Mash the yams, there is no ham. You're eating cranberries from a can. No one helps, I'm all alone. Stop blowing up my phone. Just sit down, just sit down. You're gonna eat all the turkey, the gravy, and shovel down that casserole. You'll leave me the dishes, and I'm gonna hear you snore.
So awesome. Forgot that one entirely.
Me too. I knew you had so many Thanksgiving ones.
Your brain, Kennedy.
Just get out of my house.
Your brain, man. Your brain. I'd like to hang out there for a week.
But you don't want to live there. Just trust.
Chef Jason Santos is in hanging out with us. You know him from Hell's Kitchen. You know him from Bar Rescue. Of course, Citrus and Salt and Buttermilk and Bourbon. And we're glad to have you in again. It's like a Thanksgiving tradition.
Thank you. I love being here. It's so fun.
And 617-655-1234. What are you thankful for? For Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? Crystal's from Holliston. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. What are you thankful for?
Well, I have two things.
One, I'm thankful for the bake sale we had last weekend. I was on last week with the cheer team going to Florida.
We made
$702. So we're very excited.
What was the biggest seller?
Oh, gosh. We had so many things. We had snickerdoodle cookies. Oh, you know what? I bet it was my homemade dog treats, dog biscuits.
Oh, that's smart.
We're on the rail trail.
Play to the dog moms. Well played.
Yep. Bet you they were delicious.
Everyone loves their dog. So that was great. But my other one is I'm thankful that we won't have to hear the Friday free-for-all.
Hey.
Bye. Short week, baby.
Wow, the old okie doke.
I'm thankful for that burn.
He's almighty. Did not see that one coming
at
all.
How'd you going in the first half?
She did. I really thought there was going to be like a, I'm grateful for you guys. Like, I thought that was coming. How about you, Chef? What are you grateful for?
Well, other than the cliche family, I'm actually really excited that I get to spend some time with my daughter. I've been working so much this week, so I'm taking the day after Thanksgiving off, and I'm going to spend the whole day, and we're going to decorate the house and just have a great family day with me and my wife.
Good for you.
How about you, Kennedy? What are you grateful
for? Things I'm grateful for: elastic waistbands, outfits with pockets, finding parking spots, blowouts, and Uber drivers who are quiet.
Keeping themselves in check.
Let's see. We have Emily from Rockland. Good morning. What are you grateful for?
I am thankful for South Shore Oncology Floor.
Yes, ma'am. Been there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my dad was diagnosed with cancer on Halloween and passed away on Monday.
Oh,
and they took
so
very
sorry.
Good care of him.
Oh, that's tough.
And us, his kids. He was a great man, so.
Well, we are sending you so much love and healing energy. I can't pretend to know what you're going through, but my heart is with you.
Thank you.
And we'll try and do stupid and funny things to take your mind off of
it. That's what we can do.
Please do. You guys have been keeping me going.
Done and done.
We're good at that. Just give me 30 seconds. I'll
done and done.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Emily. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Oh, I lost him. I don't know what happened to him. I want to say I'm grateful for our friend Susan, who's visiting. She came in a couple of weeks ago. She and Lana's mom, who passed away, it's been a year and a half now from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So she came up this year to hang out for Thanksgiving, for the holidays. She's been here a couple of weeks. She just retired.
Yep, and living her best life.
Yeah, and it's just nice having her in the house, to having an older family member around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to kind of help keep things steady over the holidays.
Comforting.
Yeah, it is very comforting. You know, the holidays can be a little bit stressful. You know, my wife, much like you, Chef, the holidays can be kind of hectic with what you do for all your family and all the cooking, and then also having a job and all of that. And so it's been nice to have Miss Susan around for that. So I am grateful for that.
From the 617, I'm thankful for my Dunk's Iced regular coffee. Tasting amazing this morning.
Same.
They're always there for you.
Get it.
Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you thankful for Thanksgiving?
So I am thankful that my husband is an early riser. He's up at 5 a.m., gets the turkey in the oven for me. The house smells amazing. By the time I roll out of bed, the coffee's made. I just have to make some sides and a dessert.
Good living.
That's not bad. Now, I know Victoria because she is also a lax mom like I am.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we are.
I am.
I am thankful there is no lacrosse this weekend.
You know what? That's
there
a good
is
one,
that
too.
Absolutely.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks
Bye
a lot.
Now.
How about you, Producer Dan? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful I'm not spending this Thanksgiving in the hospital like I did last
year.
Oh, my gosh. Remind us. Remind us.
Last year I lost an organ. It was a little... I had an emergency surgery, then I had a couple more emergency surgeries. I was in the hospital for a week. Things were touch and go for a minute there.
Not great. Mm.
And yeah, I did not have my health last year for sure at Thanksgiving. So
right.
This year I'm glad I don't have to eat hospital food.
How's the scar looking?
Oh, awesome. You want to see it?
Yeah, I do. No. Let me see.
Absolutely not.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the hair covers it up pretty well.
It does. That helps. I'm wearing a sweater.
That's a big scar. No.
I had to get in there twice. So.
25 staples.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. So we're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars. They crowned a winner last night. So spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Right.
Here is who won.
Spoiler alert one more time.
Robert and Whitney!
Alex and Val, fantastic job on making it to the finale. You're amazing.
All right.
So that was Robert Irwin, and his partner Whitney. And they talked about how beat up they were. Like he had terrible pain from his ribs. She was beaten up too. Like 11 weeks of dancing really does it to you. And they talked about how they were playing through the pain. And so congratulations to them. He's just seems like such a good doobie. Benny Blanco's mom, Sandra, was involved in a scary robbery at her Studio City, California home this week, forcing her to barricade herself in a bathroom during the break-in.
Wow.
The robbery took place around 9:15 p.m. local time on Monday. Three men broke into her home while she was there alone. They entered by breaking a sliding glass door. When she heard the noise, she ran upstairs, locked herself in the bathroom, and called 911. While the victim was not identified by name, neighbors and property records show it confirmed it was her home. She told police that during the robbery, the suspects had kicked down the bathroom door. When the police arrived, the suspects had already left the home and are still at large. They were wearing dark clothing and masks. She was unharmed in the incident, though. Several rooms in her home were ransacked and unspecified property was stolen.
Could you imagine?
No, absolutely not. I can't.
Just having somebody in your house? That's just scary stuff.
Keep a bat by the bed. That's just me, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Like a little
slugger? And one
in my
car. Mm-hmm. One of my cars a wiffle ball bat, but still.
I thought about it this morning when I left because the house was empty and I closed. You know, our house is tall but narrow, and I had the door closed to go up the stairs to the top floor to our bedroom. I was like, if somebody had come in this house last night, they could have robbed us blind, and I would not have even heard them if they didn't come up to my.
Oh no, I'd never hear them either.
Yeah,
you know, but.
I got the noise machine going. And to be honest with you, nothing of value to steal.
They could be clumsy burglars and they would still get off scot-free.
You want my 10-year-old flat screen? Have at it, buddy.
I know, right? Same. Christina Aguilera teased her upcoming holiday special. Christina Aguilera, Christmas in Paris, with a clip of her singing My Favorite Things. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen knits.
That woman's voice. It marks the 25th anniversary of her album, My Kind of Christmas. It was filmed in Paris in front of an intimate audience of just 250 people. She performs the holiday classics and her hits. Christina Aguilera, Christmas in Paris will hit theaters on December 14th and 21st. And Stranger Things is back.
Yep.
You ready?
I've been binge watching the whole series to prepare.
Well, I can't remember what happened. So
It's fun to watch them age in hyperspeed. I'm currently halfway through season 3.
So last night on The Tonight Show, the cast got together and wrapped a recap just for you.
Dustin, Lucas,
Will, Steve,
Robin,
Starport Mall,
the best in Hawkins,
Mike,
11,
we've been crushing,
there's no time,
they found the Russians,
ice cream,
spy team,
Susie Poo,
Billy, killing,
get the crew,
beat the flayer,
fight for glory,
full cut,
never ending story.
Dustin, stop,
look where the time is,
Vecna's here,
he wants to find us,
upside down,
it's right behind us,
Chrissy,
wake up, I don't like this,
Vecna's coming,
out to kill,
hurry,
go,
run up that hill,
mom's in Russia,
okay,
but Ella's here,
to save the day.
That was actually pretty good.
So now you're all up to speed, you're welcome, and that's what I got.
I hear they're doing some special Doritos promotion for
It's hard to find. People are stealing them off the shelves.
Have you heard about it? It's like a collab or something. They got two kinds of Doritos. I haven't had them yet, but it's just something that I heard that they're out there if you want to look for them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Tammy from Peabody.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the money. We got $100 for you if you win. Don't forget, if you tie, that's a loss for you and Kennedy. is gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Martha Stewart shared her mom's secret ingredient for mashed potatoes this Thanksgiving, saying, quote, cream cheese with butter and milk. What is the best-selling cream cheese brand in the United States?
Philadelphia.
And apparently it's not even close. Question number two. Which local sports owner is the only one who currently owns two major local sports franchises?
Robert Kraft.
This singer was born today in 1939. Take a listen and tell us who she is.
What's love but a second-hand emotion?
That's Tina Turner.
Damn right it is. Which core Mix 104.1 artist was originally called Kara's Flowers before changing their band name? Was it Matchbox 20, The Killers, Maroon 5?
Matchbox 20.
And question number five, the Everybody Loves Raymond 30th anniversary reunion show aired this week. What was Ray's job on that show?
He was a sports writer.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
This might be trouble for Kennedy if you got that one.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. You cooking a big fat bird for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I do.
Yeah. How many people you got coming over, Tammy?
About 10.
Not too bad. What time
Not
you eat?
Not too bad, just the kids. We usually do about 4 o'clock because we always did the high school football and cheering thing in the morning.
Okay.
So we would always get a later start cooking the turkey. So I do usually about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Mm. Yeah, that's just not going to fly in my world. I need 1:30. I need 1:30.
I need to have eaten 6 plates.
Yeah, by 4 o'clock, I'm in a nap somewhere. Kennedy.
My kids sleep until noon, so they're not really looking for food too early.
Tammy got 4 out of 5 Woo! Correct.
All right, friend.
Woo!
These are tough. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Martha Stewart shared her mom's secret ingredient for mashed potatoes this Thanksgiving, saying, quote, cream cheese with the butter and milk. Guess what we're adding to our mashed potatoes this year, Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
What is the best-selling cream cheese brand in the United States by far?
Philadelphia.
Tied at 1. Which local sports owner is the only one who currently owns two major local sports franchises?
Robert Kraft.
The Patriots.
The only one I could think of.
The Patriots and the Revolution.
Justice for the Revs.
Always.
Question number 3, tied at 2. This singer was born today in 1939. Take a listen and name her.
Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion?
That's Tina Turner.
Tied at 3. Which core Mix 104.1 artist was originally called Kara's Flowers before changing their band name? Was it?
It was Maroon 5.
I sent Kennedy a video yesterday about people
ADHD.
People who have ADHD and how they interrupt things before they happen and then they try to fix them and then they do the wrong thing again.
It's not wrong. I was right, right?
Was it Matchbox 20, The Killers, Maroon 5?
It was Maroon 5.
What a great guess, Kennedy.
Thank you.
4-3, question number 5. The Everybody Loves Raymond 30th anniversary reunion aired this week. What was Ray's job on that show?
Oh, I don't know. I never watched it.
Sports writer, I'm told. I never watched it either. 4-4 is the final score. She eked it out with a tie. Unfortunately, Tammy, with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. But thank you for calling in to play this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I will be on the North Shore for the toy drive. North Shore, Best Shore.
Let's Do you go. Hear that, Kennedy?
There you go.
That is what I'm talking about. Shots fired.
We got at least one.
You got one.
We got one. All right, Tammy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tammy from Peabody, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.